If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
Sent a fucking mouse down into the dusty depths of the memory.
I've got it.
And Tyler Fudge.
I've dropped it. Hold on. I've dropped
it. Suplex City Limits.
Welcome. Thank you for downloading episode 277 of Suplex City Limits, recorded August 1st, 2020. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's got guns from Italy and smokes trees considerably. My co-host.
I had a rhyme and then you said smokes trees considerably and I lost it all. It went out into the ether.
Yeah, you're not going to match Nas, dude. Get
no,
out of here.
No, it's then. Not. There's no way. There's no possible way. I could wear all the red jumpsuits I want. I can never do it. I can believe in God. It's not going to work. I'm Tyler Fudge.
And I'm Jim Vicious. I'm high as fuck today.
Oh, baby. That's that doesn't change. That's every day, but another
more than
plane.
Usual.
Yeah, another plane, you know.
Yeah, so by the end of it, it should be a real ride. Suplex City Limits, available for listening to refined podcasts are found. Follow and interact with me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you dig the show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on Patreon, get a shout out like bad motherfucker Scotty the Body. Scotty the Body too hottie. Yeah. He's not balding. Chris Balding, Lord LPH, Scary Terry Ansel, Evil Evan, Caleb, you should see the size of his organ field, Morganfield, Lucas Gucci Balducci, Plain Vanilla Martin Corns, our friends at the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out everywhere. Podcasts are found. Mike the Miz Guy Norris. B. Rad Brad, the Rice-A-Roni, Jabroni, Tyloni, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, the Mizcast, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, and of course, C-Money, the OG of the fucking Patreon.
Day one?
Pretty much, man. Day a long fucking time ago.
Day a long, long time ago.
So, this week on the show, we've got the SCL Top 3, Mark Tank. We'll talk later on. We'll talk about what we're watching, playing, listening to, eating, fucking, whatever, you know. We'll talk life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
And who knows? We'll get wet.
Maybe. Who knows, man? You never know.
Yeah. So let's kick this motherfucker off as we do every week with the top three.
Suplex City.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Send it over to you, sir.
Well, sir, let's start it off with the creme de la creme, in my opinion. And that's Suzuki versus Nagata.
Yes,
because that told a marvelous story. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you're deaf, blind, dumb, and stupid, you're going to know that this tells a great story because Suzuki will make you feel. Because it's Nagata just getting the shit kicked out by Suzuki. Didn't Suzuki threaten to kill him a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Right? I don't know about that, but it doesn't surprise me.
So, like, you know, you just got Suzuki just beating the shit out of Nagata, and Nagata being the tough son of a bitch that he is. It's just a beautiful thing. Beautiful, beautiful fucking thing.
two fucking angry grandpas beating the fuck out of each other. It's tremendous.
Oh, yeah. It's the best grandpa fight you'll ever see.
Yeah, dude. When you get two SCL Hall of Famers in the, you know, together, it's bound to be awesome. I watch these guys beat the shit out of each other anytime. So good.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
Essentially, it is the perfect strong style match between these two. It's lovely. Can't say more good things about it, sir.
Indeed.
But Suzuki would end up winning, you know, as he would, because Nagata, I believe, is on his last leg. Like, I think the New Japan Cup was his last New Japan Cup.
Nagata beat him last time, too, last month.
I think you're right, just before Suzuki got the fever and had to disappear for a bit.
Yeah, because it was in our top three. I'm pretty sure Nagata won that match.
I mean, it would make sense. I don't recall because, you know, weed.
Yeah,
but right. And you know how we're never supposed to ask if we remember something, right? Because
I do a dump of all information at the end of after the show. It's just I dump all that information. It's like a recycle bin. Delete. Yeah,
exactly. Keep the important stuff.
Yeah, looking forward to next week.
So I can dump some more.
Yeah. But always a tremendous match between these two. So what else we got?
We've got, let's see here, Blake Christensen and Zachary Wentz from a GCW show. I can't remember what the name of the GCW show is, but that is...
I saw clips of that online. That whole show looked fucking awesome everything I saw online.
With Leo Rush and Joey Janela. You know, there's more other matches that still look good, but I can't recall them right offhand. But immediately, earlier in the week, I was on Twitter and I just seen the shit that Blake Christensen was doing in this match. And I was like, fuck, I gotta watch this match. Right? Like, you know, like the gifts that you see do it justice. It's just, he's fucking amazing. You know, like once he gets like all of it down, like, this guy's going to be, he has the potential to be a Will Ospreay, if that makes any sense. Oh, yeah, like, he's so crisp, and he's so young. At least he looks young. He could be ancient for all I know, but he looks young.
Yeah, I know. I just saw random clips. I don't really know anybody from anybody, but isn't that other, that name's familiar to me. Wentz, who's that?
I believe he's in Impact.
You know, okay.
Right? But I mean, you could be getting him mistaken with a Pete Wentz.
He's one of those high. He's one of the stoner dudes.
He's the bass player for Fall Out Boy. But yeah, no, he's one of the three Dirty Rascals.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, I did not see this.
I understand not seeing it. It's behind a paywall for the most part. I didn't pay for it. But
I was gonna say it looked good. I tried to steal it. I couldn't find it. What can you do?
But no, it's a great match. I'm gonna keep. You know, everybody should keep their eye on Blake Christensen. And he's a guy that appreciates it. I sent out a simple tweet. I retweeted a GCW tweet. And I was like, this fucking guy, and he fucking liked it, retweeted it. I was like, okay, well, cool.
Well, there you go. Good shit. That's a good GCW hitting the top three. God damn.
That doesn't happen very often now, does it?
There you go. They enter the pantheon of top three. What else we got?
We've got Moxley and Allen taking on Ricky Starks and Brian Cage, which the first thing you think of when you think of this match after watching it is that back spot was because he fucked Darby Allen last week. Definitely.
Definitely. It was so good, though.
It was fantastic. Like, it ripped his back up from the middle of his back right to his shoulder blade. It was
unreal. Good. Fuck him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fuck him.
It was very uncalled for last week, the veracity in which he came out and attacked Darby Allin, potentially, apparently, giving him a concussion. So, I mean, come on. Calm the fuck down, little sprite.
It's great, man. I don't know if he planned on riding it down his back, like tearing his skin, but that was fucking tremendous.
It was absolutely tremendous.
Especially when everybody knows that he kind of has it coming. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And like to me, I'm looking at it, and it's like he's shaking on the ring, and it was like, it looks like that's real. Like, he looks like he's in a lot of pain.
I didn't think this match was tremendous or anything. It was just, I didn't, between what I watched this week, you know, I don't know. What are you going
to
do?
Well, I mean, there's, what do you expect me to watch NXT? No, man, I'm good. What? You want me to watch Dexter Lumis and Timothy Thatcher? Like, fuck. That's my Tony Atlas laugh.
Excuse me, would you mind if I jacked off in your shoe?
Mind if you step on my face?
It's got a whole fucking shoe thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you go. I don't really have much about this match other than the end of it, you know. Didn't really make a lot of sense to me, but
it doesn't make a lot of sense where you got the fifth place one challenging next week, but at the same time, you know, MGF is going to challenge at All Out. He's going to be the number one contender, whatever. I don't know who is in the top five.
I don't have no idea either, but I don't like that you announce a match further down the road earlier in the show and then mention something for next week.
Yeah, I know, like, I get you, because you know that one, like, rarely does wrestling, you know, advertise something that's not going to happen. So, at least nowadays,
except for WWE. Yeah, it's just the way they did it. You know, they kind of challenged at the end, but it was immediately, the graphic was up before they even really did it. It was kind of herky jerky, but
yeah, I'm looking at the rankings here now, actually.
They don't show them on the show.
No, they've stopped. The number one is MJF. Number two is Lance Archer. Number three is Brian Cage. Number four is Brody Lee. And number five is Darby Allin. Now, it makes sense in the way where he's already had matches with the middle three. You know what I mean? Lance Archer, Brian Cage, Brody Lee. Yeah. So, I guess it makes sense that the fifth seed would get the match, but at the same time, I mean, we all know MJF and Jon Moxley is what we're going to get, so.
Yeah, so I don't know. I actually expect that they might do a time limit draw next week.
Maybe.
On that?
Maybe. Maybe, yeah. You could be right, actually.
I don't know if they just beat Darby. He comes back, you immediately beat him right here. I don't know.
I don't know, man. You're right. I don't think he should be beaten right now. That would be a travesty, if you ask me.
Well, there you go. That's the top three. Let's move on to other NXT or other Wednesday shit. But yeah, I thought it was a good show, but they got crossed up on some shit.
It's hard to live up, because last week was, a lot of people across the board said last week was a really great show. And you go into this week thinking, oh yeah, no, they're on to something, and it's like, ah, fuck, this episode wasn't that good.
And I thought the 10-man tag to open the show was super rough in the beginning.
Yeah,
like really bad, clunky shit, just not good.
It was disappointing. That is for sure.
It started really rough and bad, and it ended bad when Hardy's music hits and Guevara has to, like, stands there and looks up the ramp, and Hardy fucking shuffles up to the apron and pushes him off. It's like, man.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. It really wasn't very good. The only thing this match has going for him is the fact that Chris Jericho is in it, and of course he is the demo god. So
he's still wearing the orange jacket.
And it somehow gets more orange every week.
So stupid that he keeps wearing it, dude. It
really is. Especially when apparently it smells like cat pee. He's getting his $7,000 out of it, motherfucker.
Yeah. They had a great Moxley video. Although they were playing the crowd audio. Stop that, please. I hate when they do that shit.
You heard him, Jim. Yeah, you heard Jim.
What?
No, I was telling the crowd. You heard Jim.
What did you, I guess we had to talk about War Horse here.
Okay, so what did you think about it?
Did not move the ratings.
Obviously.
People were like saying, you know, like, oh, fuck, you know. They say ahead of time, so they can get all the War Horse fans to tune in and shit, and all the You know, there's this huge swell of it on Twitter, and then, I mean, I didn't expect, like, oh, there's going to be all these more people, but...
Now, see, this is my opinion. The people that watch AEW are the Warhorse fans. So you're not going to get a swell.
I watch AEW, and I've heard of the dude on Twitter and shit.
Yeah.
Which, that's his whole thing. He is one of those dudes. He's a Twitter wrestler, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
These dudes who just... You may have not ever seen him work, but you see all their shit on, you know, Joey Janela is another one.
Yep.
Before AEW.
Yep. You know what I mean? Like, same thing with our friend Casanova Valentine. I see more Casanova Valentine on the internet.
He made himself on Twitter and then just fucking bleeding nearly to death on dirty floors and shit.
And now he's doing deathmatch tournaments and bullshit.
Yeah, so. Dude.
Come on. I thought, this is the first Warhorse match I've ever seen.
So,
it starts, and he comes out. The theme, first off, I thought was spot on.
Yeah, I like the theme.
Just trying to do a ripoff of Metallica, and that era worked great. And then you got his look, him posing with the crowd and doing the fucking the hair twirl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic. His whole character, I think, is great.
Hold on. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, but don't worry about it.
Is Bugenhagen trying to pull a fucking Street Profits thing by ripping off an indie gimmick?
You know what? Even if Bugenhagen came first, he doesn't deserve it.
No, he didn't. I'm saying is Bugenhagen's ripping him off, I thought.
If Bugenhagen was later, yeah, definitely. 100%.
He's definitely later. Yeah, he's pulling all that shit. You know how they ripped off the bonus boys?
Yep.
And all that shit. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, don't worry about it. Do not proceed. Worry about it. I thought, you know, the wrestling match itself obviously wasn't going to be the match that he had with Eddie Kingston last week. It's not going to be... You know, the Darby Allin match. It's not going to be this. It's not going to be that. This guy is very, you know, like, come on. He's never had a match on TV before. So, I thought it was still pretty good. The guy can work. A little rough here and there when he tried to do that really sexy pin on Cody Rhodes at the beginning of the match. That really was a little awkward. But, you know, overall, I'm down to watch more Warhorse. More or less because of character wise, not because of the in-ring work, but is not saying his in-ring work is bad.
Good. I thought his punches are fucking horrendous.
You know what? A part of me feels like I'm happy that I didn't notice. Like I didn't.
Well, yeah,
pay
I would
attention.
Be too. That would be too.
Because like I was
but
like,
I mean, then again, it's like if remember? You're in there with Cody, you're not gonna, you know, you want to make sure you don't potato the fucker.
Well, that's very true. You're working for a position. You're working for a job. You're going to pull it a little bit. Do you know what I mean? But you can't wear Brody boots and pull punches. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Overall, my review would be good song. I don't know about the gimmick. You know, sometimes I got, you know, like when he does the slow head thing in the ring, I got like Ultimate Warrior vibes. Yeah, I'm serious. Obvious. A lot of people said that too. A lot of people got the Renegade Ultimate Warrior from it.
If you,
and I see that.
If you paid attention to early Warhorse on the internet, you would know. I'm pretty sure that is meant to be. Like, look at his face paint. His face paint is Warrior. His whole character is very Warrior. Just turned down to like 6.
He's pretty short. He doesn't really have a good physique. I mean, but overall, you know, I think he's good.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty good.
I mean, like for
I think
a dude
he's super
that
young, so
very, very young. But for a dude that's been sitting at home probably for the last 4 months, not really working at all, you know, at least not in wrestling. You expect his body to go down. Look at Seth Rollins' body, for fuck's sakes. I don't want to be a weird body guy or be Vince McMahon or something. But Seth Rollins looks weird now. Ever since he got a kid and COVID started.
He doesn't have a kid yet.
Well, I mean, like, he might as well have a kid. He's got a wife that's having a kid. So it's alive in her belly.
No, dude. Well, I can't say shit, dude. Am I fatter now than when this whole shit started?
Oh, probably.
Probably. Yeah, because there's so many great takeout deals.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, everywhere delivers now.
They're like, everywhere. Hey, you can come and you just put this in on your phone and then come park outside and we'll have a hot bitch bring it out to you. Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah.
Will you?
Will she lick
my fingers? Yeah, and also it's 2-for-1. Like, what?
Honey, we're going getting food. Yeah. Dude. Yeah, no, dude, I've tried
Chinese
a lot
takeout
of
last
places.
Night, dude.
I've tried a lot of different places over the last few months.
Yeah, so has most of us. Yeah. Fucking Jared got in shape over quarantine, motherfucker.
He did. We got a Popeyes during quarantine.
Yeah, fuck. Forget about it.
So
we don't have one here.
That's the first time I've ever had Popeyes, but I'm going to save my critique of it because it's a very new establishment in town. And it could get better, but I'm not saying it was bad. So,
someone's like, "Fuck this, I'm out."
That's that one last fan we had.
So bad from there. Let's see here. What else do we have? That FTR contract signing thing was really weird.
I oddly was entertained through it just because of the absurdity of it, of just Arn Anderson barging in. Demand and shit, tag team week, right? I was like, what the fuck?
Tag team appreciation?
Yeah. It's like, to me, it sounds great because we could get the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh, dude, come on. I hope so.
We could get Stan Lane, Bobby Eaton. We could get, give me all of them, man. I want all of those great tag teams. Do I have all Arn and Tully, obviously? And I just want to see all those old fucks. I want to see them. Like, beautiful Bobby. Oh, my.
So, their matches have tag ropes. Other tag matches do not.
Yeah, it's weird, eh? It's really weird.
That is getting rid of the tag rope. And I guess Jim Ross was angry about this, too. As am I. You don't get rid of the tag rope, dude. Come on, man.
No.
Maybe an angry old man for a minute. Fuck.
Like, sure... things change through time and all that jazz. But in sports, which if you're trying to emulate sports has a core set of rules that really don't change. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like in football, a touchdown has really always been a touchdown. You know, like...
Rules in wrestling is really about how many... things you gain from it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So from that, you gain the hot tag. This like fucking reaching. He's got to hold the rope. Now what?
Yeah. Exactly.
Now what? What do you do?
Can he walk across the ring?
Omega tagged in one from the middle of the ring. I won a couple weeks ago.
See, that's stupid. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I know.
Right, like that. I understand. It allows you more creativity, quote unquote, to do other spots.
Yeah,
but exactly. That's just feeding into everybody else's critique of this type of wrestling, is that it's all spots.
You get fucking hot tag. You get heels who behind the ref's back doing fake tags, not holding the rope and shit. Like, you get a ton of different opportunities with it. You get rid of it, and then what? What do you gain from that?
You gain nothing. Except for spots, which is not going to help you when you're taking away a big portion of tag team psychology, which is the hot tag.
Yeah, it's little things. It's, you know, it's like back when they would do the over the top rope was a DQ, which that was stupid.
Yeah,
but
it was.
It also gave the opportunity for heels to throw them over when the ref wasn't looking and shit. Yeah. You know, it's another one of those things that you're looking to gain something from. But so I don't know. I don't like it. It's whatever. But so their matches will have it, and other ones won't.
Hopefully they become tag champs and just all the,
I guess.
You know, maybe tag team appreciation, they change it. I don't know.
If we're doing this, then I think the Lucha Brothers need to work in that they get Lucha tag rules. So when one rolls out of the ring, the other one can get in and shit.
Dude, I mean, like, I'd be down.
Oh, that or AEW should just do that at this point.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
fuck it.
I agree.
You're halfway there, dude.
You are. You are halfway there. You really are halfway there. And I will say this. there is at times where that constantly the same tag team psychology really bugs the shit out of me. Like, if you have a great match, that tag team psychology is fine. It makes for a great match. But if you got four guys in there that aren't like top line workers and they try to do a tag match without any psychology, it's like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
What else? Oh, man. The Nyla Rose, she pulls her color. Her partner is Cameron, dude. What?
Fuck me sideways, man. Like, the only thing that's saving this for me is the fact that I'm sure that this is just going to be used for Nyla Rose to murder her.
Yeah, I'm sure they have their first match, and she fucks up and costs them the match, and yeah so, but really? God, man.
I know.
I mean, like, what are they trying to do? They're like, oh, man, what if we could get the worst wrestler, the worst women's wrestler? Because, I mean, that's to all of us fans of this, you know, era, we all know her as the worst.
Yeah, and they know, too. They know that everybody thinks this. This is... I don't think that this is going to be any way, shape, or form going to be bad for him, especially because it's on YouTube. It's not even on TV.
Oh, yeah. Right? Last week, we're like, there's a chance. You know, this will give women a chance to be on the show. And I guess not. I guess it's going to be on YouTube.
Now, and will I say that I'm happy it's on YouTube? Yes, because they don't have 16 women. They're going to get women like Cameron. Like the people that, you know, just don't have it yet. You know what I mean?
You're going to see Reba in the ring?
Probably. You know, like, that's not going to be good, guys. That's going to be damn near god-awful. We've seen her in the ring before. Like, bring back Charmel, fucking Jenna Maraskis.
God. But yeah, keep it on the YouTube. That's fine with me.
Yeah. Do the finals or semifinals and finals on Dynamite. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's a good point. What else did we have on the show that you want to talk about? Anything?
Let's see.
MJF, very kind of WWE segment, but he's really good. So it was good.
It was, to me, it was a fantastic segment just because MJF did that whole thing, you know, just not one beat being missed. It was just onslaught of words from beginning to end. And it was never boring. He's captivating. And after that promo was over, I have no resolves or I can't think of the word. Thank you, sir. No reservations against MJF being champion.
None at all. You Canadians would know that word.
Well, no. You know, I try to. Yeah. God damn. Sucker. They're a hard place.
Yeah, I don't know. We also forgot to mention Matt Cardona with the save after Cody's win.
That's because it was not worth being mentioned. It was the most.
I guess it's a short-term deal. He'll, you know, do a little bit and then be gone. That's the only way to do this. I don't know, for that way to debut it. I thought he would be perfect for the blind open challenge. You know, myself.
Yeah. But. Yeah, but now it's probably just going to be they team up for a bit. He turns on Cody.
He did that, dude, with Spears.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that guy at, dude?
Nowhere, just where he's supposed to be.
Tully's not even hanging out with him anymore. No, he
sits three rows away from him. Social distancing at the max.
Fucking loser. But we see more shit, you know, we see with the Hangman and FTR. And I don't know if they put Cody in that group or not, man.
I don't know if they do or not either.
I think they shouldn't.
I don't. Yeah, you could be right. I could see it being more along the lines of a Sean Spears. Honestly,
the four horsemen, fucking beating up a Rhodes. Like, that's
what, yeah, I know.
Come on, man. That's what we want. But then, that's what I want.
But yeah, I know. That's what I would want too. But then again, there's also that story of what happens when the Rhodes runs the four horsemen. You know what I mean? Like.
Too. No, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I could. God, you make a good point.
Like, it's you don't. Either way, it would be great to see. Because I do like seeing Cody as just that fucking shit eating heel. You know, he's got the face for it. He's got the smile for it. He looks like he's a fucking dickhead. You know, like the bleach blonde hair. the list.
They have a lot of heels kind of already. They don't have a lot of top of the card baby faces. They got Moxley and they've got Cody. And who else they got? Omega or Hangman, but not really.
Not really, no.
I mean, like as far as right up there, those are the two.
Darby. Well, I mean, Darby's.
Or Darby, right. I guess.
But yeah, no, you're right. There's not a lot of baby faces. There is a lot of heels. But I mean, at the same time, how many baby faces do you need, really?
Yeah. I don't know if I really have that much else on here.
Yeah, no, it was a little bit of a
Cheetah Diamante, did you watch it? I did not.
I did, and woof.
I'm sure
that was disappointing to see. Actually, it wasn't disappointing because I knew what was going to happen. I've known all along Diamante is not a very good wrestler. I've said that on the show many times, from her matches in Impact and her early matches in AEW. She's clunky. It's a shocker that she's been a wrestler for 10 years. I don't know what she's been doing. Not the right things, I guess, because she's clunky. She's I don't like her. I like her character, and shit like that, but like, I just don't like her wrestling matches.
I don't like any of it. But I don't know. Other than that, next week Jericho versus Orange Cassidy in a debate with a special guest moderator. Oof, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
that could be good. They do these WWE things, and I want to fucking dislike it. I'm like, ugh, WWE shit. But then they like do it. You know, they do it pretty good.
They're doing it with characters that I'm okay with seeing. You know, Jericho. Jericho can do any segment. I'm gonna give it the time of day, just because it's Jericho. And then when you add Orange Cassidy to it, everything Orange Cassidy does, I think is great. Like, I stumbled across a Chinese meme video that used Orange Cassidy in it. It was like I can't remember now. I thought it was pretty odd that it being used over there. But yeah, either way.
Yeah, no. Do you have anything else about AEW?
No, not really. The show wasn't very good. Next week, hopefully, it's better. Should be better. All Star Week or AEW All Star Wednesday or something like that, or Super Wednesday. So yeah, I've heard two rumors for that show. Either like for the moderator, I've heard Eric Bischoff.
I could see it.
Yeah, and I've heard Mike Tyson, which would be outlandish.
Horrible.
Yeah. So hopefully, I guess that trust me, guys, I don't like saying this. Hopefully, it's Eric Bischoff.
I think he'd be great in that.
Hey, man, when he played the priest in SmackDown as the wedding against Billy and Chuck, that was fantastic. I had no idea when I was a kid that was Eric Bischoff until he took his mask off and it was Eric Bischoff. So fucking great.
Especially here, I think it'd be, you do Bischoff and he's in with Jericho. He's Jericho's boy and he's just total heel the whole way and working for Jericho. Tremendous.
Yeah, I agree. Because he is a great heel.
What the fuck? Wait, do I want Eric Bischoff in the inner circle right now? Is this real life? What's happening? What's going on?
And does it turn into the NWO if it happens? Like, is that really? Because, like, think about it. It's like Eric Bischoff, older, 50-year-old man at the last heyday of his career in a group with a bunch of younger guys. It's like,
he's like 60.
Who?
Eric Bischoff.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean Jericho.
Oh,
Jericho, right. What, 49, 50?
Bischoff might be, like, fucking almost 70.
Hey, probably.
NXT I did not watch again. As if you listen weekly, you know that we have quit on that for now. Yes. It's just boring. But last week they're doing their three-ways, their five three-ways for the now worthless and resigned North American Championship. And who won last week? What's that big fucker's name?
Oh, I don't know.
Exactly.
He wears the singlet.
I don't know it either.
He's not Mastiff, or whatever the fuck his name is that was over in the UK.
No, that guy's awesome.
That guy is awesome, but This guy, I think he is from the UK's brand, though. But yeah, Bronson Reed, that's his name.
Yeah, there you go. Last week, he beat Gargano and Roderick Strong in a three-way. And then this week, Dexter Lumis defeated Timothy Thatcher and Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of get that you're trying to make new guys or something, but these guys, dude? No. Dexter Lumis. Fucking Lumis. Almost everybody fucking hates Dexter Lumis, and you don't have to go very far to find people who say that.
No,
just go to Twitter, go any fucking where. Everybody hates this guy.
Yep. Everybody hated him in Impact. You know what I mean? Like, he was Samuel Shaw in Impact. You know what his character was? The exact same fucking thing. It was this. And everybody under the fucking sun hated it, except for that pocket of Impact viewers that has watched Impact throughout 2010, 11, 12, from 2002 to today. That's the only ones. That's it.
Yeah, no one seems to like Lumis. I think that shit sucks. So where the fuck are we going here, you know?
going to, you know, do a leap of faith, that's for sure.
Yeah. Imperium's on the show. Ever Rise, man. Nothing against those guys. You know, I was informed quite a bit about them, and I saw some of the shit they did, but I mean, really, as a up and coming tag team, not my thing.
It just further goes to show that AEW is the home for tag team wrestling. Honestly, say what you will about their tag ropes or not, it's still better than what WWE does.
Sure, sure. So yeah, I don't know what else you want to talk about as far as that. If not, we move over to the news.
The Wednesday night stuff. I mean, NXT doesn't really tickle my fancy at all anymore. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Not a ton going on this week, but there are a few headlines, so let's check that shit out in the news.
This week in the news, WWE records record profits while doing its lowest numbers ever. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is News to Us. They're making a lot of money because they're not losing money on house shows.
Yeah, and still laid off dozens of workers.
Well, whatever. I think that they... I don't see them doing house shows after this. They're stupid, too. We've always said there's no reason. They're not making money.
Yeah.
And they put these people through bullshit for no reason. I get you want younger people to learn, but... and grow and shit, but I don't know, maybe they shouldn't be there if they're enough to do it, you know?
That's what NXT should be. Do the Florida loop. Do house shows. You know what I mean? Do that that loop that they do with NXT. You can work in front of mediocre small crowds. It's not going to be something that's going to spoil anything for anybody, really. I think this should just be the way it is. You know, your guys that are working, you know, this rigorous television schedule, imagine the storylines you can produce if you don't have guys dropping like flies left and right due to injury because they're working 4 days a week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you were making, I even said way back when they were still making a little bit of money on it, why do it?
Yeah. People have been telling them they should not do it for years.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's not a ton this week, man.
There really isn't, is there? That's like the only news that I really know of because
Eddie Kingston signed with AEW.
Yes, that was good news from yesterday. That was I figured it was going to happen because look at what he did. He had a fantastic promo. He had a match where I thought that his leg was going to fall off. I really thought he was injured. So yeah,
reunite LAX with him as the manager / you know, third guy.
Yeah.
I think it'd be you could totally break them off from the Inner Circle and go, you know, super heel with them. The Inner Circle are heels, but I mean not really, you know.
Yeah, they're the heels that you like. You like them, but they're bad.
Right. So if they turned on him, I guess that babyface Jericho. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. I just eventually want to see that. And I don't know what kind of matches, you know. I'm interested to see. I guess we'll see what he did. The promos are so fucking good. So,
but yeah, and honestly, the LAX, neither one of them could really cut a great promo. I mean, we've seen Santana cut a promo before his match. I can't remember. Moxley was it? I think he had.
Yeah, that was Moxley. Talking about his dad and shit. That was great.
Yeah, that was a great promo. But I mean, it's really real to him. I don't know how he would be in a setting where he's, you know, just got to be his character and no real life grounding to it. Maybe Eddie Kingston can be the plus side there. But I mean, Eddie Kingston.
I'm pretty sure we saw Santana cut a promo on the ramp or something too a couple weeks ago or maybe months ago. That was really good too. But
maybe I just don't recall there being any super blow away promo aside from that sit down one he did. But I mean, Eddie Kingston either way is better promo. That's how I can top it off and just be like, well, here's the point.
Think of turning Japanese. In Japanese wrestling news, New Japan will be holding a tournament to crown new never six-man tag champions. Some of these teams, man.
Yeah.
Blueberry Iwata was on a team with Ibushi and Tanahashi.
They are just pushing them through the moon.
It's so fucked up, man. Oh my god. His debut sucked so much. I mean, it was an empty arena and shit too, but
it was an empty arena. The blueberry
and like his body is just fucking
yeah, that look on his face, like the blue hair with the almost cross eyes and the jagged teeth, like he looks like he just doesn't know where he is. He just
Japanese looks... blue meanie or something.
I don't like it. I don't like it
either. But yeah, some of these teams. What else we got? Oh yeah, Jado, Yujiro, and Gato. Oh boy.
Guys, just because you got no Gaijin wrestlers doesn't mean you gotta push Yujiro Takahashi. Okay? Like, fuck. Yeah. Yujiro is not what I want to see in my wrestling.
Yeah. Pretty good shit. They also have a new... They got so many tournaments going on. They got a USA tournament going on as well.
Yeah, the Super. New Japan Super or whatever.
Yeah, the Strong Show?
Something like Super Strong or Strong Super.
It's just 8-man. Fredericks Kenta in round 1, Cobb and Tangaloa, Tama Tonga taking on Brody King, Chase Owens, and David Finn.
Oh, fuck. So that's where Kenta's been. America.
Yeah.
I didn't know Kenta lived
in America. But there's going to be a new show, New Japan Strong, will be a weekly television series every Friday featuring talent from New Japan of America.
Okay.
Be on
I'm going to watch
New
that.
Japan World.
I'm going to watch that. That sounds great. Sorry.
Yeah, pretty fucking sweet. Even though I have been having a lot of problems with my New Japan World trying to watch Nagata and Suzuki.
Really?
Get it together.
I had no problems at all. Feel free, son.
What about this King of Pro Wrestling thing? It's a King of Pro Wrestling title focusing on stipulation matches. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. Is this like the tournament King of the Indies?
No, it's New Japan. It's Okada explained. It's like Okada explained it. So I guess it's like the King of Pro Wrestling 2020 title. They compete for a title, which would pick the stipulation for a title match. The stipulations would then go to a fan vote. All right, it's fucking weird, man. So August 26th, 8 wrestlers will square off in the first round of 4 matches. The winners of those 4, they move on to a fatal 4-way match at the Jingo Stadium show.
A fatal 4-way at New Japan?
I guess. The match will not have a unique stipulation, as was explained at the... Okay, so... But all these matches, as I understand it, you pick fucking weird stips for each one.
Or is it... Or is it the winner of that tournament goes to a match against the champion and the fans pick the stipulation?
The provisional title will be contested until the end of the year, where one final title match will take place. The winner of that match will then officially become the King of Pro Wrestling 2020. KOPW. I imagine that's King of Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, I give up. I don't know.
But yeah.
I need somebody to explain it to me.
The wrestlers competing for the title would pick the stipulations for the title match. The stipulations what would title then match? Go to a fan vote.
What title match is it? What the fuck?
If you challenge, you get to pick the stip, I guess. I don't know, dude. It sounds fucking crazy, but I'm here for it, man.
Somebody get Rocky Romero on the line.
You know, shit. You tell me what the fuck's going on here.
Yeah, please. Fuck.
But yeah, I don't know what else you got. Anything else on New Japan wise?
New Japan. No. I got nothing else New Japan wise.
Defending against Naito again.
So. Oh, that's what the main event. Like,
or the rematch, I guess.
Evil Naito?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
August 29th. That's at that Jingu Stadium show, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hopefully that this match won't be a long match, and it's just the story of Naito goes into the match, Evil just handily beats him. I don't want to see another 40 minutes of this match at all. Not even a little bit.
They also have Takahashi defending the Junior Heavyweight Championship against Ishimori. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of good shit on that show.
I'll never argue that.
Fuck. Right? Yeah. WWE Raw ratings remain near record low levels. I just like to point it out. It just feels good to see.
Yeah. What's great, actually, is more people watched NXT and AEW than the third hour of Raw.
Progress, man.
Yep. I mean, that's big. That's really big if you think about it.
Really, when I see the ratings, a lot of people think, like, oh, that's low. I just think, I can't believe that many people watch the show. Honestly.
And also, that is low. Because, fuck, man, like, what, 5-6 years ago, they were doing, like, 0.4 or 4.0s and stuff, weren't they?
Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
So how the mighty have fallen.
So, do you see in WWE, I have that Aleister Black has also been, he's been pretty much killed and taken off TV.
I've heard a lot of people say that Aleister Black needs a gimmick change. It's like, what?
I think that's what's coming.
I agree. I'm pretty sure that's what's coming too, but like, it's like, why? It's Aleister Black. That's not even a gimmick. Like,
it's awesome, but they've ruined it.
That's him.
So I think that's the plan, is that they're going to take him off. They're going to come up with something. I don't know. He's going to be like that 70s guy, Aleister Black.
Roaring 20s mobster, Aleister Black.
It's going to be fucking, he'll be like fucking Ali Black or something. I don't like black. How about gray?
Ali Noir.
Yeah. God damn it, dude. I just think that's amazing. He was the latest in that long, long line of, surely they can't fuck this guy up. Surely they can't fuck up a dude who comes out to a badass song, like lifted up on a board, like looks like a corpse. It's like a fucking gothic ass kicker, does all kinds of crazy kicks and shit. Like, dude, it's so easy. So fucking easy.
Yep. But then they call him up and they stick him in a room. And he asks for somebody to knock on his door. And when somebody knocks on his door, he doesn't answer.
Why do you even bother? Why do you even sign these people and fuck with it? Because like everybody you send up to the up their way, just shit.
Yeah.
To every one of them.
Absolutely.
Well, the worst, if you ask me, like, what would be the worst way to book this guy? It's the shit. That's the shit they do. Remember him and Ricochet both came up at the same time. And
then it became a tag team.
Because, well, look how that's set.
Yeah. Who cares? Yeah. There's this. I don't know. I mean, I got no excuses. I don't even watch WWE anymore. I don't know why I complain. Honestly.
I'm not complaining.
No, I know. I don't know.
I just hear about the shit and it makes me laugh, and I don't know who else I'm supposed to say, like, you see this? You know, who else am I supposed to laugh? That's the whole point of this show.
No, I 100% agree.
It was like, I have nobody else to laugh at pro wrestling with or talk about pro wrestling with. So, no. Because my, you know, my other friends have fucking lives and shit. Yeah.
Kids and junk.
Yeah, exactly. They can't sit around and get high and watch Japanese wrestling at 4 a.m.
Not saying they don't want to.
I mean, I don't know. You know, who made the right decision? It's up to you to decide.
All depends on what you think is right.
Yeah, that's right. Running to some of my friends' places, like, dude, he's getting like 4 kids with him, like, right on, dude.
Yeah, like, how do you
so what have you been up to? Like, oh dude, all kinds of shit, playing guitar and like playing Xbox, taking naps, you know,
where I'm a little person in a garden and getting chased by spiders and junk, man.
Yeah, dude. But I don't know what else there is really in the news. Excalibur was not on the show.
He was not.
Because evidently, because I don't know, we don't know for sure, but people also dredged up the old shit, like, how, 13 years ago? 17 years
ago? The PWG angle with Disco Machine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. Oh, my God. Just run a fucking muck. Cancel culture, run a muck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was for an angle.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to do it, but they did it, and they knew it was a mistake immediately, and they've been apologizing it continuously for the last 17 years.
Guess who else was in the angle?
Or 13 years. Yeah, Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens. So, I've heard stories before of Disco Machine really always being a fan of trying to have racy, you know, people being really racy against them and stuff like that. And apparently it was all Disco Machine's idea. But,
well, it was this whole thing. He was, where he was from was like super racist, right? Yeah. So the ring announcer would have to say, you know, I don't, it's so dumb. If that's why he's off the show, like, just, that's so stupid.
Because like, he is the glue of that show, really. Did you see how run amok it was when it came to the commentary?
Oh my God.
Taz had no idea where he was. Jim Ross meandered and chewed scenery like nobody's business. Tony Schiavone was Tony Schiavone.
Tony Schiavone is just a little seasoning on the top, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Tony Schiavone was not affected by it, but everybody else was thrown off.
Jim, how long of a contract? Like, how long do we, I'd be like, how long do we have to keep Jim Ross doing this dog shit job before, you know, before we can get rid of him without everybody just like hating us?
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. Is he going to quit? Do you think he'll quit soon? Fuck.
Yeah, maybe tag ropes and junk will just get to him at some point in time, and he's just like, I'm done. By God, I'm out.
I love Jim Ross.
I do too.
But I don't like his commentary. I think he needs to be in the background if he's going to be. Like Schiavone, there needs to be a main guy, and then him and Schiavone, just that little bit, you know?
Yeah. Jim Ross, I don't think, should be on commentary at all. Jim Ross should be backstage doing Alex Marvez stuff with personalized profiles on wrestlers, doing sit-down interviews with them, like what he did with Mick Foley and Goldust. And just,
yeah, but what are they going to do? Are you going to go tell him that? Are you going to go tell him he's off commentary?
Hey, I know it's probably not the wisest thing to do, but he's not the greatest commentator in the world anymore. He hasn't been for the last 10 years.
He wasn't when they signed him, so it's their own fault. You know, it's not like they signed him and he slowly kind of fell to this level. They signed him at this level. They should have known better.
Yes, 100%.
Anyway, other WWE things that I kind of randomly saw on Twitter that I wanted to talk about. Do you see the Bray Wyatt thing with Alexa Bliss?
Yeah, he attacked her or something?
I guess. Oh, boy, is a lot of Mark Tank about that, though.
Oh, buddy. I can't imagine. So this is a fairly fresh Mark Tank.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like overnight. I was laying in my bed at 3 a.m, like screenshotting Mark's comments for it. So. We'll get over the Mark Tank in a second here, but what's happening on the Federation?
We are going to be releasing on Monday WWF Bad Blood 1997. That is the debut of the Hell in a Cell. That is the debut of Kane. Watching it back, it's just like, yeah, no, it's as fun as I remembered it being. And it's also, you gotta listen to the last days of Brian Pillman before you get into the meat and potatoes of the show, because I mean, it's the day Brian Pillman dies as well. So yeah, that's coming out on Monday on thefederation.com.
I remember watching that show live.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Brian, they announced that Brian Pillman had died. That's crazy.
It's just like, my heart hurts.
I don't know. I hated Brian Pillman at that time, I think.
Did you?
I'm pretty sure he was a heel, wasn't he?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hardcore heel. He just stole Marlena from Goldust.
Yeah.
Became his little dominatrix slave.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And you guys are what, live every Tuesday?
Live every Tuesday at, well, I mean, what is it? 7 Mountain, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Running up against, I think you guys are running against Impact.
Yeah, we're against Impact, another Canadian company. we're just to our Patreons. You have to be a Patreon subscriber to listen in. So, I mean.
Buck gets you in the dough, baby.
A buck gets you into the door. Not only do you get to listen live on Tuesday, so you get it unfiltered, uncut, is as is, mistakes, everything. You get it all. On Saturdays, you get the actual edited episode. Hmm. And then Monday, it's out for everybody else. So come on, $1 gets you all that. Do it.
That's what this show is, the live show with the fuck ups.
Oh, yeah, there's really nothing at all. Like, the only thing that gets edited out of this is like, hey, Jim, I want to go for a smoke.
Yeah. Oh, I got to take a shit.
Yeah. I got to pee.
So, yeah, there you go. Check that shit out everywhere. Federation Podcast. Let's move on. See what all the marks are up to. Another edition of Mark Tank.
A mark is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. A mark is a guy that believes that OJ did do it.
We're the Mark Tank.
Jim is.
Where I read my comments off social media as they are typed.
You going to be okay, good sir?
I'm good. Speaking of Brian Pillman, though. Huh?
Yeah. What about him?
Oh,
yes. Sorry, I as well is stoned.
Let's get into it. A lot of it is this Bray Wyatt, Alexa Bliss thing. I guess he like fucking man gave her the mandible claw in the ring. She was in peril. I guess this is to try to get Braun Strowman to, I don't know, fight him.
Oh, you mean like outside of the swamp?
I guess. I don't know. Patricia Cheatham says, why would that jerk do that to a woman? You are a lunatic. Shame on you. Thumbs down emoji.
You're just getting now that the Fiend's a lunatic? Like that? That's what told you the Fiend's a lunatic? Oh my God.
Yeah. So many dumb fucking ones. Jericho Gibbs Qualler. Everyone who has been touched by the Fiend has changed. I am happy for my future wife, Alexa, is going to change.
What?
Yeah, dude. Future wife, Alexa.
I mean, like, at least when I say something stupid like that, I preface it as future ex-wife because I'll never be able to sustain it.
Edward Holgan. She will become the Lady Fiend, which WWE needs to make a Lady Fiend. Lady
Fiend. Lady Fiend. The Lady Fiend. Alexa Bliss. That sounds so dirty.
Wally DeRoshi. Is it the heel glove order hurt glove? Depending on which log he uses, determines I know she's good or bad.
Oh, man.
That should have been a winner. That really should have been. Is it the heel love order hurt glove? Dude, he types like he talks, you know? That's like the heel love order hurt glove, you know? It's like a southern thing. Is it the heel love order hurt glove? Depending on which log he uses, determines I know she's good or bad.
If I ever play in a band, that will be the first verse of the first song we ever write.
Terry McKnight, of all places to put his finger, and he chose her mouth. He is the gay fiend now.
The gay fiend. Of all the places. That's not the winner. I can only imagine. You caught me so off guard with that one. I was not expecting that. Of all places where he could put his finger, he chose her mouth. He's the gay fiend.
God yeah. Damn.
You think Shane, like it's her asshole or something, like
and a pussy, I guess.
But like, oh no, I mean, like, wouldn't the gay one be the asshole?
If it's a dude's asshole,
that's true. Well, I mean, like, yeah, you're right.
So a gay for the dude's butt.
Yeah, yeah. Not gay, but getting your dick sucked.
Yeah, dude. If I visit. Fuck it, if I visit a different country, I'm on vacation. I don't live there. I'm not French. I'm American. I'm just visiting France.
Yes.
Shane McDougal. Funny thing about this one, he's a top fan on WWE Facebook, but it's MMC Dougal. It's like McDougal. He misspelled his own last name.
He must have a slur.
Poor Bliss wouldn't blame her. She looks terrified. Where was Cross? She should have saved her from the fiend, but Cross was probably scared too.
Well, yeah. He's a big dude. What's Cross going to do to the fiend, really?
Sammy Maggio. That is just brutal. What was that about? He should be charged with assault.
I mean, if this was the real world, yeah, it would happen, but I mean, it's wrestling.
Marcus McDonald agreed better than that. He must be fired and never allowed to re-sign with WWE ever again.
Never. Gone. Forever.
Forever. Stacy Way.
Forever.
Vince McMahon and Triple H, HH. Wait, no, Triple HHH. Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's how they spell it on his new T-shirt too. There's like it's like it's a Motorhead T-shirt, and on the bottom it has Triple HHH.
Vince McMahon and Triple HHH and Stephanie McMahon should have never allowed this to happen to Alexa Bliss. Braun Strowman, I hope you get Bray Wyatt back. Make Bray Wyatt pay.
Yeah. I mean, everybody seems to love Alexa Bliss.
Remember when
Stephanie McMahon got kidnapped by The Undertaker. Nobody gave a damn except for Stone Cold.
Some social justice here for you. Shame on you, WWE, for pushing an anorexia angle with Alexa Bliss and The Fiend when you know and are aware of her past struggles with that subject.
Jesus Christ. Because of the mandible claw.
Yeah, dude.
Now, does this guy know that the throwing up is bulimic, not anorexic? Anorexic is when you just don't eat. Bulimic is when you throw it up. So, motherfucker, yeah. You dumb.
Brandon Harden, I guess.
You dumb.
You dumb. Man, I just... That one's really fucking bad. I don't know who the winner. I mean, just go. I got a few more. Nathan Dillon. Didn't blurry. I have risen from the grave, and Finn will be my sacrifice. Rest in peace. This is on a post of a video of the Wyatt and Bliss thing.
So he's saying that he has risen from the grave and is going to sacrifice Finn?
Yeah.
Fair enough, man. Finn should be worried.
Didn't blurry, I have risen.
didn't blurry, I have risen. See, all these could be great t-shirts, Jim. Didn't blurry.
It's the best one here. This is the Mark Tang winner this week. So bad. Jeremy Scott Carter, WDB SmackDown. I say it, no way. Bray Wyatt Geif handhold his mouth death Alexa Bliss. Sister Abigail return back. Alexa Bliss curse of spirit. Next week, what's happened? Alexa Bliss is changed. Sister Abigail. Where Argo find out on WWE SmackDown on Friday.
Argo. Jesus Christ.
There you go. What's your winner?
Oh, fuck. I mean, I didn't play the clip, but I do feel stupid. And that's half the reason why I didn't play the clip, because it just dumbfounded me, just trying to think. Like, I was 10 seconds after you stopped, just still trying to wrap that around in my head. I'm still trying to wrap it around.
Dude, so this guy, I mean, I don't know. I was like, this certainly, English can't be his first language.
No, but don't
and
blur.
I looked him up, and he links his Facebook page. So I'm like, okay. And he's from Ohio. I don't know if he's all there, honestly. I have some other of his musings that are... I mean, there's this one, it has a picture and a caption, and it is the most fucking outlandish thing. Here, I'm going to send this to you just to get a look. Just to get a live reaction.
This is Discord?
This is the dude who posted that. This is Mark Tankwood. It's on your messenger.
Oh, okay. I was looking in the Discord.
I had it on my phones.
Okay. I'm going my gymnastics, and it's six emojis. Oh man, he's just doing the Roman Reigns power fist.
Does he look diminished? Like, I mean, should I not be making fun of him? Or I don't know.
He's pretty sweaty. I can't say that. But you know what, though?
Both of us.
But you know what, though? Looking at his photo on Twitter, it's just he's probably worn too many affliction t-shirts and it sucked every brain cell out of his head. That's probably what happened. Jeremy Scott Carter.
This is another one. It's an odd pro wrestling one, but it really jumped out to me as fun. I'm stay home. Here be safe. I'm cook my food today. I made cook chicken fried and eggs and sweet peas. And I'm drink body armor fruit punch. Yum, yum, yum. Tastes so good. My cook best.
What the fuck?
It's like the best Twitter ever, dude.
Oh.
Nobody, zero reactions to any of this. Zero likes, retweets, comments, any of that. I just felt like I stumbled into the greatest little, like, hidden secret.
Do you follow him?
I made cooked chicken fried and eggs and sweet peas, and I drink body armor for lunch. He's got some really good ones, though. My best friend, bro, Calvin, text me. I told Calvin I work finish 6 p.m. I will be home 7 p.m. I will chat video with my best friend, bro, Calvin. My best friend, bro, Calvin, have planned go hang out, have a fun. My chat video, my friends, Marco Polo, IMOHD Glide Snapchat Hangouts. I'm Jim Vicious. I'm Drink Diet 7-Up.
I am Tyler Fudge. I did drink in drink coffee. I don't fucking know, man. I found his Twitter, though. I found his Twitter.
So fucking
my
good.
My name is Jeremy. I'm single good man. I'm getting my time. Look for find right girl a single.
That is mid tweet, right?
That's his bio.
That's his bio, yeah.
His location is Privet of Profect Real World, period. He did link his Facebook too. Fuck. Anybody I say thank you. You like funny my good story, and they like love it my good story. So funny, so cool. That crazy. I say wow, WWE SmackDown. I can't believe Alexa Bliss is gone. Alexa so changed. Sister.
It's the best Twitter of all time, dude.
Alexa, so change.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Fuck,
and
man.
It's always like, I would never, you know, I just have to say, attended people who listen to or watch or whatever, anything. Like, obviously would never harass this guy, but I'm follow him. And it's
yeah,
just,
man, I'm going to give him
and I'm just,
too.
Like, tossing likes at this dude, man.
Dude. Fuck yeah. This guy is amazing. I've liked him. I definitely liked the top two fucking tweets. Oh, man.
So there you go. Whew. See, we get. How many followers does he have?
He's got 74 now. Taylor Hendricks follows him.
Who?
Taylor Hendricks, that smelly girl that fucking. That girl that fucking. What's his face that smelt bad?
awesome.
I'm just looking through his followers right now. We've got, that's about it. Corey Machado.
I'm probably not on there.
No, you're right, not following.
What is it? What is it at? What? I'm sorry.
JSC. 3773.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, he's deaf. His profile,
is he?
Yeah, his profile picture has a hearing aid.
Shouldn't... Okay, well, that doesn't really explain.
Oh, it kind of does. If he can't, like, speak, you know what I mean? And he's going to sign. He's going to talk like he does sign. You know what I mean? Like he signs.
Well, why you gotta make me feel like shit?
No, you don't have to feel like shit, man. I got deaf people in my family. They're fine with it. They're okay. They'll make the jokes too.
We like his stuff.
Oh yeah, no, of course.
I'm just making you all aware of this great thing that I found this week and how much joy it brings me. brings me so much happiness.
Every time I look at his Twitter, because like he's got everything done out in like little sentences and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I look at it, it's like, Garth, a haiku.
Yeah, dude. I love the idea of a haiku, but it's I'm drink Powerade, Power Armor Fruit Punch shit.
Oh, fuck. I'm chat video with someone, new girl, single. Say wow, she is beautiful and nice. I mean, good morning, yeah. 7 a.m. There's so
I love
much.
This guy already, so it's good shit. So check that out, dude.
Stop
show that dude
it,
some
honestly.
Love.
I can't stop reading it.
Yeah. But other than that, as far as pro wrestling, I don't got shit else.
I really don't have anything else pro wrestling wise either.
As far as life goes, I've been playing Grounded. It came out on Tuesday. Now, I thought it was the whole game. Turns out it's like 20% of the game.
Is it really?
It's an early build. It's in preview or whatever. You can buy it on Steam for $30, I think, in the preview mode.
Nice.
But
nice.
It is fucking awesome.
I will give you this update. I'm buying a used laptop today, and it's got a graphics card in it, and I might be, I hope I can play. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. I don't know what kind of graphics card is in it, but I'm hoping to be able to download Steam and maybe try to play Grounded. Probably not.
So good. I'm a sucker for those kind of crafting games anyway. I'm just addicted to that shit. Ark or 7 Days to Die. Any of that shit where you have nothing and you just kill things and, you know, do other things to get pieces to build shit. I fucking am addicted to it. But this one, yeah, being small, like it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You're tiny and you're fighting ants and spiders and shit. And the spiders are just fucking terrifying. The first night we were playing it, we're screaming. We're playing this game and we're screaming and running, just like, run! Fuck these giant spiders. Crazy. But there's an arachnophobia mode setting. You can set from like 5 to 1 and make them less crazy, scary spiders, you know? So they're kind of just like really at the end, they're just kind of blobs, you know?
I'd want the actual scary spiders though.
Fuck yeah, that's what we're doing. But it's great, man. You just run around and find things and do quests, and so much fun.
The game looks incredible, really. It really does.
The dude I'm playing with, he had his lady over yesterday. I was like, fuck, man. I can't play fucking Grounded. I'm like, cock-blocked, ungrounded.
It's almost like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids in video game form.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But it's super fun, and it's crazy adventure. We went down into an ant colony.
Oh, yeah.
So we took, have torches and shit and went down inside of the fucking thing. It was crazy, fighting ants and shit.
That's fucking dope.
Hella cool.
That is pretty fucking dope, I will say. Yeah.
That's what I'm playing. I don't know. What are you playing? Are you playing anything?
Hey, Jeremy Scott Carter followed me back.
Yes! There you go. He follows back. I appreciate anybody who follows back.
Fucking A. Fucking A. Thank you. Thank you, JSC. Much love.
What if he listens? Oh, shit. I don't know what I said. I wasn't even trying to be a dick. I was not even trying to be. I forgot.
Oh, fuck.
Well, say whatever you want, then. I think we're going to shit talk the Amish. Like, they ain't going to fucking hear about it.
Yeah, fuck it. They make good fucking fireplaces, though.
There you go. But yeah, you're playing shit right now? Nothing?
I spent all week moving, so I haven't really been playing a whole lot. But just before I moved, I downloaded Shadow of the Tomb Raider, and I've been looking into play a little bit of that. But at the same time, I was like, you know what, man, I still got a couple hours left of Red Dead Redemption, because I never beat Rockstar games because they're just so long. So I was just like, I kind of want to do that, because, I mean, that game is fantastic. So I am biding my time to not buy video games and just use my PlayStation Now subscription, because in September I'm going to pick up that Tony Hawk game no matter what. And then also the new Crash Bandicoot game comes out, and I'm going to pick that up. So that's going to be my fall until the PlayStation 5 comes out, probably.
There you go. Yeah. I started watching this show on Netflix called Norseman.
Okay. I haven't seen Norseman. Have you watched Fear City?
I have not. I see it's on there, and I was thinking about it. Is it awesome?
It's worth it, man. Oh, Jesus. I love mob stuff, but that's great. Anyways, Norseman.
It's on Netflix. I guess it's on season 3. I just started yesterday, just scrolling through looking for something to watch. And it's a comedy show about Vikings, and it's fucking funny, man. It's really? Like done all by people from that part of the world. Oh, you know, like all of the actors and actresses. What's that?
Like the Scandinavia region or whatever.
Yeah.
Like Sweden and shit.
But it's actually, I'm at 3 or 4 episodes in. It's interesting, and it's pretty fucking funny, man. It's really good. I'm really impressed with it. And I don't know if a lot of people, I've never heard anyone talking about it, so.
Fucking A, man.
If you're looking for something like dumb and funny to watch, that's pretty good.
I always like a little bit of satire on certain things, especially with Vikings, because, you know, everything you ever see Vikings in is super, uber serious, so.
Yeah, it's a silly ass fucking show. But I just feel like there's nothing to watch right now, man.
Yeah.
There's no new shows, you know, nothing's really happening. I'm watching, luckily there's new episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race Canada that I've been watching, but
I'm glad we can deliver for you.
Yeah, right. But there's not shit, you know, I'm like constantly looking for stuff to watch.
Yeah, I haven't really been able to, you know, I luckily though, you know, I got Amazon Prime. And you know what Amazon Prime has? Everything.
Everything.
Right?
Like a lot.
Every TV show, I'm Married with Children, fucking everything. I don't need anything else. So.
Netflix, you're at it, a supermarket sweep.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a show where you do trivia kind of about like food and groceries. Oh,
really?
And whatever.
Really?
And at the end, all the teams compete. They run through. How is that the winner? I haven't watched it again. I watched it back in the day. But you run through a supermarket with carts, like just filling them full of shit. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that. Yeah.
It's like an old. Yeah, it's from the 80s or whatever.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. Yeah, or at least I've seen some kind of updated version of it where you gotta be in under a certain dollar value and you're going around trying to get this for a certain meal and then you gotta cook it or something like that. Oh, that's Guys Grocery Games. That's Guys Grocery Games.
Guys Grocery Games is kind of like that, yeah. That's the ratings winner every Wednesday.
Guys Grocery Games?
Yeah, they kick the shit out of AEW and NXT.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, look at Guy for it.
I was saying we should do a podcast about that.
I mean, I think so. We can call it Frosted Tips and, was it? Crossing Swords and Tossing, Crossing Swords and Frosted Tips. With Jim and Tyler.
I mean, I watch Guys' Grocery Games here and there.
I mean, I'm not against it, bro.
I think that guy gets a bad rap.
I do too. All because he's got donkey sauce. That's why. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to order the donkey sauce because it doesn't sound appealing. But he calls it the donkey sauce anyways. And I think that's like, a lot of the core hatred.
It's like someone jacking off a donkey into bottles.
Yeah, exactly. A guy with a flame shirt, wearing glasses, and bleach blonde hair, spiked up, jerking
double
off
Double-fisted donkey dicks.
Double-fisted donkey dicks, baby. Yeah. 100%.
There you go. I have nothing else. I don't know. We're probably forgetting shit and all that. Really, I apologize.
Hey, no need to apologize. Those motherfuckers have been getting this weekly.
Yeah. So, do you have anything else to add before we depart?
You know. No. No.
Okay.
Every time you ask, every time it's no, I do dig deep to see if I can find it, but no, it's not there.
One of these days,
I'll come up with a haiku or something, and then
you're
gonna
be like, you know what? And then you're gonna go on an impassioned speech.
Yeah, you know, like from Chasing Amy. Have you ever watched Chasing Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Silent Bob at the end in the restaurant. That'll be me.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe bring us a haiku next week, dude.
Maybe I will. Like, or maybe it'll be in 2 weeks when you least expect it. Who knows?
Like maybe a haiku about the week in wrestling, or just a haiku about your feelings for the week.
Ah, fuck. That could be good.
It is. I'm excited about it. Well, until then, thank you very much for listening, supporting the show, buying the merch, interacting on Twitter. I love shooting the shit with you guys. Our little message group on Twitter, all those motherfuckers, shout out to them.
Yeah,
good times
had by all. Good. I want to apologize because I had to mute the Twitter conversation on Wednesday because
why?
All those motherfuckers were giving me spoilers for AEW and I was an hour behind.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, I didn't see that. Mine doesn't really tell me about shit. It's like a day later by the time I see messages on Twitter.
Oh, I just picked up my phone and I just had a notification on Twitter. And I'm not going to say his name because I don't want him to feel bad because he shouldn't feel bad.
The Trox?
It was either Trox or Fat Superman, one of the two. And it was just like Matt Cardona debuted. It was just one of the messages in the group, and I was just like, "Oh, cool."
Luckily, it was not a spoiler.
Well, I mean, it was the most anticlimactic debut I've ever seen in my life. So,
already was, dude. Didn't even matter that you knew ahead about it. I didn't know about it, and I wasn't that impressed either.
No.
So
no.
Well, that'll do it for this week. Until next week, play out today. I think we'll do the brand new song from Mastodon. Just came out. It's fucking awesome. I've been jamming it. It's called Fallen Torches. We got a new album in September, but it's good shit. And until next week, may you get all the dick and our pussy desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other.